USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Alarming surges in coronavirus cases across the U.S. South and West raised more fears that the outbreak is continuing to spiral out of control and that hard-won progress against the disease is slipping away because of resistance among many Americans to wear masks and keep their social distancing. Confirming those predictions that easing the state lockdowns over the last month and a half would lead to a comeback by the virus, cases have now surpassed 100,000 in Florida. Hospitalizations are rising dramatically in Houston and Georgia, and a startling 1 in 5 in those tested in Arizona are proving to be infected. Over the weekend, the virus seemed to be everywhere at once. Several campaign staff members who helped set up President Donald Trump's rally in Tulsa, Oklahoma, tested positive, as did 23 Clemson University players in South Carolina. And meatpacking plants around the country are also being hit with new outbreaks. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
President Donald Trump's administration would be barred from gathering citizenship data through administrative records under a bill introduced in the House, marking the latest challenge to an order Trump issued after the Supreme Court nixed his plan to put a citizenship question on the 2020 census. The bill introduced by House Democrats would nullify Trump's order last July directing the U.S. Census Bureau to gather citizenship information from the administrative records of federal and state agencies. The citizenship data could give states the option of creating legislative districts that exclude non-citizens from the population count. Atlantic City's casinos and restaurants will be able to reopen July 2nd at 25% capacity, with everyone inside the building wearing masks and undergoing some sort of health screening. At that time, racetracks can resume operating as well. The city's 9 casinos have been waiting for a reopening date for weeks. Atlantic City's casinos had been closed since March 16th. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The 5G that a lot of people have been waiting for is set to be released, and USA Radio's Tim Berg has details.
Telecommunication companies are setting the stage for 5G's long-awaited rollout, but it could take a lot of time for customers to notice the difference. As far as what you will be noticing, though, Brian Cooley is an editor at CNET. He tells CBS News,
"The idea here, a lot of people have said, wait a minute, 5G sounds pretty good, but my 4G connection works really well. Like the appetite we had to go from 3G to 4G. That was a pain point we were trying to solve. Most of us are saying, do I need much more speed? In fact, 5G is going to allow things like connected cars to truly connect to things around them. It's going to allow augmented reality to be something that really works in our handheld devices, where right now it doesn't really. It's also going to allow a whole lot of remote medical things and scenarios to happen. These are all things we don't do today or don't do well. We will do and do well tomorrow."
The Golden Globes is refusing to let the pandemic get in the way of its party. The ceremony will be held February 28, 2021 in Beverly Hills with previously announced hosts Tina Fey and Amy Poehler. The date, as with that of other awards, had been delayed amid the coronavirus disruption, but with the Academy Awards having staked out April 25th, the Globes jumped on February. Organizers said they will provide guidance on eligibility, the voting period, and the timing of the nominations, and the ceremony will air on NBC. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.